Ciao, friends, and welcome to the Eat Every Slice podcast. I'm Zach, your host and fellow foodie. Today, we're diving into one of Italy's most beloved desserts, cannoli. These crispy, creamy delights are easier to make than you think and perfect for sharing with friends and family. So grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's get started. A bite of cannoli history. Cannoli have been a dessert favorite for centuries, originating in Sicily as a treat for royalty. With their crispy fried shells and sweet, creamy ricotta filling, they're a staple of Italian bakeries worldwide. Today, we'll bring that authentic flavor right into your kitchen. What you'll need for the shells: you'll need flour, sugar, salt, butter, water, an egg white for sealing, and vegetable oil for frying. For the filling, grab ricotta cheese, powdered sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, and mini chocolate chips. Pistachios or powdered sugar make the perfect garnish. Step-by-step guide. Step 1. Make the dough in a bowl. Mix flour, sugar, and salt. Add butter and mix until crumbly. Slowly pour in water, kneading until the dough is smooth. Wrap it in plastic wrap and let it rest for 30 minutes. Step 2. Prepare the filling. Combine ricotta, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a pinch of cinnamon. Mix until smooth, then fold in chocolate chips. Chill the mixture in the fridge while you work on the shells. Step 3. Shape and fry the shells. Roll out the dough to about 1/8 inch thick and cut into circles. Wrap each circle around a metal cannoli tube and seal the edges with egg white. Heat oil to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and fry the shells until golden brown, about 1 to 2 minutes. Let them cool, then carefully remove the tubes. Step 4. Fill and garnish. Fill a pastry bag with the ricotta mixture and pipe it into the shells from both ends. For a finishing touch, dip the ends in crushed pistachios or dust with powdered sugar. And there you have it, delicious homemade cannoli. Tips for success. Here's a tip: drain your ricotta well to avoid a runny filling. Use a fine mesh strainer or cheesecloth for best results. And remember, only fill the shells right before serving to keep them crispy. Wrap-up cannoli are the perfect dessert for holidays, parties, or a sweet treat just for you. If you make this recipe, tag us on Instagram at EatEverySlice, and check out the full recipe on eateveryslice.com for even more delicious inspiration. Outro. Thanks for tuning into the Eat Every Slice podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and leave a review. Your support means so much and helps us bring more tasty tips your way. Until next time, keep cooking, keep sharing, and keep eating every slice. Arrivederci.